Well, great Tuesday morning, folks. It is good to be here today. Today we are going to be reading Psalm 27. Today's psalm is an expression of confidence and trust in God, even in the midst of an enemy attack. Trusting in God's care, the writer expresses a desire to seek God's guidance and to live in God's house. So God's saving word again for this week is faith, and let's begin reading. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I will fear no one. The Lord protects me from all danger. I will never be afraid. When evil people attack me and try to kill me, they stumble and fall. Even if a whole army surrounds me, I will not be afraid. Even if enemies attack me, I will still trust God. I have asked the Lord for one thing only do I want, to live in the Lord's house all my life, to marvel there at His goodness, to ask for His guidance. In times of trouble, He will shelter me. He will keep me safe in His temple and make me secure on a high rock. So I will triumph over my enemies around me. With shouts of joy, I will offer sacrifices in His temple. I will sing. I will praise the Lord. Hear me, Lord, when I call to You. Be merciful and answer me. When You said, "Come worship me," I answered, "I will come, Lord." Don't hide Yourself from me. Don't be angry with me. Don't turn Your servant away. You have been my help. Don't leave me. Don't abandon me, O God, my Savior. My father and my mother may abandon me, but the Lord will take care of me. Teach me, Lord, what You want me to do, and lead me along a safe path, because I have many enemies. Don't abandon me to my enemies who attack me with lies and threats. I know that I will live to see the Lord's goodness in this present life. Trust in the Lord. Have faith. Do not despair. Trust in the Lord. Today's key verse is Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I will fear no one. The Lord protects me from all danger. I will never be afraid. You know, this passage of scripture in Psalm 27, it attests to the writer's confidence in God. He knows that God will never leave him, will never forsake them. His own mother and father might abandon him, but he knows that God will always be there for them. Let me ask you, what are your fears? Have you expressed them to God? What verses in this psalm offer you comfort? Think about that. I think the very first verse, Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. I will fear no one. The Lord protects me from all danger. I will never be afraid. What a statement of faith. Let's pray. Lord God, You alone are my light and my salvation. Teach me what You want me to do and lead me along a safe path. Trusting in Your goodness and mercy, I pray in Your holy name. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end on this Tuesday morning. God bless you. And again, God's promises are headed your way. There are miracles that are going to be happening in your life all day long. Just keep your eyes open and ready for them. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow.